Thank you and good morning. In March, Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks said the city needs to take quick and decisive action to clear out the Palco Marsh due to several pressing reasons, including planned construction, liability issues, crime and medical response, and the very nature of an open campground home to dozens of people.
Camping in an area without water, sewer, electricity, that's just not a good option. There are better options available within the community for shelter. We've come up with some things in the short term. The council, working with the County Board of Supervisors, has been committed to a housing first strategy for the past year.
Sparks said the city will continue to work with the county in finding a place to live for those who want to work with city and county social services to find permanent housing.
And working with DHHS, we're continuing to see a number of people housed through various rapid rehousing programs. We will continue that focus over this next 6 months, reaching out to both landlords, property management companies, trying to identify appropriate housing to help get people into.
City and county personnel were on hand on Monday for the operation to remove the last campers from the site, and cleanup crews were back on scene yesterday, hauling away thousands of pounds of trash, old building materials, and other items left behind. The city expects the majority of the cleanup to be completed by the end of the week, and trail construction is expected to begin by the middle of this month. Sheriff's deputies contacted a man who reported he had been attacked and his truck had been stolen at about 5:45 in the morning on Monday near Mad River Road. The victim said he was asleep in his truck when two men attacked him and pulled him out. He said he fought back, but they overpowered him and then took his truck and used it to pull out a second truck stuck in the mud nearby. They then fled the scene in both vehicles, and the suspects remain at large. Deputies responded to a report of an armed robbery during what was supposed to be a marijuana transaction at just after midnight Tuesday morning in Redway. The victim said he had agreed to the sale of marijuana between him and a man he knew as Shake. He said that during the deal, Shake pulled out a handgun and stole the marijuana and left the victim with an envelope full of plain paper, not money. The suspects, described as two adult black males, remain at large. The Fortuna Police Department will beef up its vehicle patrols for Cinco de Mayo. The County Avoid the 10 Task Force will also be out on the roads in an effort to locate dangerous and impaired drivers. More than 100 people died in vehicle collisions involving an impaired driver on Cinco de Mayo in 2014. Partygoers are urged to have a sober, designated driver. County residents may experience some trouble trying to contact county departments and personnel by phone this morning due to scheduled maintenance and upgrades to the county phone system. The work began at 6 o'clock this morning and is scheduled to be completed by 8 o'clock as workers upgrade the system with new up-to-date operating software. The phone system should be fully functional by 8. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors has been busy over the past few months preparing for the upcoming fiscal year budget, and that included meetings with department heads on Monday and a look ahead to next year's budget at yesterday's board meeting. In addition to the meetings that are held with county officials and staff, the supervisors hold several meetings a year to keep the public involved and to gather public feedback for funding priorities. Supervisor Virginia Bass said the goal is for as much public input and involvement as possible.
We had the big community meeting. We've had the Measure Z meetings that have been going on with the committee. And then you have these continued department presentations where they say what's going on, what's been going on, what their needs are. And by the time you get to the budget hearings, and then you're still doing two of those, it is a pretty open process and some could argue lengthy.
The Measure Z committee has made its recommendations to the board for $6.5 million in revenue to be used for services, and more meetings with county departments are scheduled. All that information is available to the public.
I think we just err on the side of trying to be as transparent and get as much information out there when we can, because something will happen. Yeah, actually, probably most weeks there's something happens that someone will say, well, we should have known about that, or why didn't the public, you know, why weren't we notified?
You can hear Supervisor Virginia Bass speak in detail about the county budget on today's Talk Shop, right here on KINS News at 8 o'clock. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.